The 2002 movie Barbershop, starring Ice Cube and Cedric the Entertainer, gave us a comedic glimpse of a day in the life of a barbershop on Chicago's South Side.
In my day, a barber was a counselor, a fashion expert, style coach, pimp, just general all-around hustler. But the problem with y'all cats today is that you got no skill, no sense of history. And then, with a straight face, got the nerve to want to be somebody, want somebody to respect you. But it take respect to get respect. Understand?
Oh, the barbershop, a place to talk about life, politics, neighborhood gossip. Now there's a group in Detroit using that very forum to get kids to engage and think about college. It's called Barbershop Chats, and it's gaining recognition for the way that it engages young African-American men. Stateside's Mercedes Mejia takes us into one of these chats in Detroit.
I'm 15. I'm in the 10th grade.
I'm in a building in Detroit's New Center where youth outreach programs take place. In this room, clippers are buzzing, and a few high school guys sit and wait for their turn in the barber's chair. And Edmund Lewis Jr. is giving them a back-to-school pep talk.
This stuff is important, but you have to get in there and figure out your mission and figure out your personal vision and also what the man above has for you to do.
Lewis began the barbershop chats just a few years ago. He's the founder and CEO of Minority Males for Higher Education. That's a Detroit-based nonprofit that gives young black boys and men resources and support they need to get to college.
Many of them lack mentors. Many of them lack father figures at home. And I wanted to bring something together that supports them overall and give them an opportunity to hang out and have fun.
The goal of the barbershop chats is to engage these young kids in conversations about college and about challenges they might be facing at home or in school. Lewis brings in working professionals from the community to talk to the kids. At this chat, there's a lawyer, a social worker, and a pro basketball player. They're all talking about the role of fathers. Shane Lawal is the pro basketball player. He opens up about his childhood.
One of the main reasons why I am how I am is because I don't want to be like my father. It's a big drive for why I do the things the way I do, because I can see that the way he approached life was very unsuccessful.
Lawal's story is pretty familiar to 18-year-old Curtis Cox, who says he doesn't have a positive male role model at home. But he does have a big brother, a mentor, who brought him here to this barbershop chat for the first time.
It's nice. I see y'all got people in here that care about the youths, you know, see what they want to do with their life, ask a lot of questions. I haven't been to, like, a lot of places that ask that.
But this senior in high school says he's not sure what he wants to do when he graduates.
I just want to be successful, you know. I don't want to fail my family.
And the odds aren't great for young men like Cox. According to the latest census, only 13% of Detroiters aged 25 and older have a bachelor's degree or higher. That's half the state average. But programs like the Barbershop Chats hope to bridge that gap. Jalen Barney is a high school senior. He says things were touch and go for him only a few years ago.
I was 12, got suspended every other day. Kept getting in trouble, constant trouble. He came in, I moved in with him. I switched schools, and everything has been just peachy ever since then, just good.
Barney moved in with his uncle, that lawyer I mentioned earlier, and that uncle is the positive male role model in Barney's life. Now he's on a better path and has plans to go to college. I asked him what he gets out of the conversations.
Knowledge about life. Actually having talks with men of my community about life, problems that we are facing as individuals, well, men, of course. And, yeah, it's good information.
Information is exactly what Edmund Lewis wants to give these young men. Things like how to apply to college and how to choose the right college. But also, Lewis just wants to support them and be a positive role model in their lives. He says he does it because he didn't have a strong male figure encouraging him to go to college when he was a young man. The barbershop chats are one way Lewis is giving back. And he hopes these young men achieve success in life, whatever they choose to do after high school.
Some of them don't want to go to college. Okay, I understand it. So what are you going to do if you're not going to college? What else is there to do? What's your plan? Four-year university may not be for you. What about community college? What are the options? So you give them every opportunity and every resource for they to do everything but say no.
Since the barbershop chats began 4 years ago, Lewis has seen progress. One young man got his associate's degree from Oakland Community College and is now teaching English in Korea. Another has started a 4-year degree at Alabama State University. Another is interning at Tesla Automotive in San Francisco. For Stateside, I'm Mercedes Mejia.